To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hi. I'm good, thanks. How are you? Yeah, have a seat. Yes.
Hey, go Mandela.
Yeah, no. Yeah, of course. Help yourself. Help yourself. No, thank you. I'm fine. No, I'm good. I don't like eating before.
You can come closer, fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I mean, you know, thank you for coming. No. I know you have a very busy day and, you know.
I was not busy for you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, not bad. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's okay. Hey, guys.
Hey. How are you?
Yo, what up, dog?
Ula.
Yeah. I see you guys are here.
Yeah. Yeah. Big family.
We're here too.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Togetherness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Loyal.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
To Mtlakazi. Loyal to the black.
Yeah.
Double adapter.
Yeah.
Twin black. Abayazi. Yeah. She's babies.
Yeah.
Welcome to a very super special episode of PNC.
Yeah.
You're probably wondering who is the guy who does not have a mustache sitting on the couch next to Fardar. We'll get that in a moment.
Yeah.
First of all, I'd like to introduce a man who is wearing overall pants that have a pattern. Ladies and gentlemen, former construction worker, tent podcaster. Please put your digital hands together. Make some noise. Give it up for a man whose hairstyle is not by choice. Sissy, Shumeric, the barbaric.
Kadi hairstyle.
And of course, ladies and gentlemen, the queen of PNC. Some of them know her as Farofai. Others know her as Farida. We know her as Fardar. Rocking her lesbian jorts. Please put your hands together for the only person who has socks that have a collar. The one and only Farida Farofai.
Yes.
To the Fize. In the back, a man who struggles with timekeeping. Please put your hands together for the one and only Chandre, just Chandre.
Yes,
soon to be Abraham.
Yes.
Abrahams.
Yes.
Someone in the comments said colored people always put an S on their surnames. Abrahams. Grahams. Why are you Adams? Why are you guys plural?
I think it's just...
Is there no colored person with one surname by themselves?
It's to describe our family.
Or is it just Trevor Noah?
Yeah, Trevor Noah. I don't think he's really colored, eh?
Dimpopos.
Dimpopos. There's Dimpy Dimpopos.
Mm. It's Dimpy...
All right. Sitting next to Chandre, ladies and gentlemen, a man whose New Year's resolutions was to stay the same, but just be better. Please put your hands together for the one and only Tabiso Victor Mushongo.
Victor.
And you know why they named him Victor? It was after the eucalyptus. Vicks Ecta player.
Oh.
Mm. Vicks Ecta player.
Vicks Ecta player. I didn't know that Vicks was a eucalyptus.
Tabiso told me, yeah. Or yeah, he was a nasally child. So.
Oh.
Yeah, Nanali Sinus. Yeah, Nanali Sinus. So that...
Okay.
Yeah.
It explains the voice.
Yeah. Why?
Because it talks like his nose is covered.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we are in the presence of a legend.
A legend.
Or should I say, a legend.
A legend.
All the way from Emgakweni.
Emgakweni.
Yes, it's rent.
Mm-hmm.
But traditionally, from AKZN.
Yo.
Umfana was Emgakweni.
Yo.
It's Zinja's pants. He's got one on his ankle right now.
Tonight.
Talking about ankles, he is known as Malume.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cheers, babies. Please put your digital hands together. Make some noise. Give it up for the one and only Malume Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also known known to his ancestors as Sifiso. That's Sifiso.
No, but you didn't have to say that.
It was a nice intro until you did that. Why?
How you want a nice intro?
No, that was nice. Until you said my name.
Yeah.
Ish. No, man, keep it there.
But it's the truth. It's your name. But now the people on the comments are going to be like, ah, Kanto's face. I'm fat. Oh, yeah.
No, but they know, but they don't know it's my name. There's it's a character. Yours, there's a character's face. But so now they know. Okay.
They know that you're playing yourself. Yeah.
You see?
So you live as yourself within the yourself.
Yes, yes.
So we're not Malume's face.
Yeah, we are born.
Okay.
So we're no man.
Killigan.
Who's face?
You are Spiso who happens to be Ligan.
Yes.
Who actually happens to be Malume.
Yes.
This is what happens when children grow up without fathers.
Yeah.
They have to assume all the male figures in their life.
Yes.
He's a Malume, he's a Ligan. He's Spiso, but not really Spiso, because he has to father himself in the third person.
Yeah.
Spiso, one and zang your homework. Yeah. It's hard when you have to shout at yourself.
You know those guys, they talk to themselves, but it's a conversation. So his father, okay. Well, I'm
wow.
Sorry. I have a father.
Are you a father?
I have a father.
You have a father?
Yeah, he's a half-clash father, but he's a father.
Ah, welcome. Welcome.
No, that man is smart. He knows when to be there, not when to be there.
Yeah, and then the timing.
Yes, you know, I won't pay for school fees, but on the graduation, I'll be there.
Good.
Begging to honor you. Begging to honor you. Good. Plus, him, Lord. Pumala. Pumala.
But I can call me God,
yeah. It's like the guy from Drumline. The father from Drumline basically did the same thing.
Yeah.
Or he only showed up when Nick Cannon started being famous.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, but that's the perfect time to show up, man.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
You got to cash in on your investment when it starts making money.
Which investment?
Wow.
Also, that means he's playing his role. Great. He's got great timing. Every now and then, kill a timer.
Wow. Yes.
Wow.
A++.
Pops, you're looking quite a little bit
Valentine. Yeah, I was about to introduce you.
Well, you always run away when I'm about to introduce you.
No, you always forget.
No, I didn't forget.
Don't make it make excuse. You talk while I'm introducing you.
I was about to introduce you.
Remember there was an episode 45 minutes in, teacher's like, and then, ladies and gentlemen, Pops, we record.
That's when I got the time, bro. That's when I got the chance, you know. Because I was going to say, you know, the man with the hairstyle of a gremlin after 12.
Whoa.
With water.
Only the white guy found that funny.
Jamlo in the gremlin.
We are saying, I'm going to in the gremlin, in fact.
Ooh. Pops, we're going to
Valentine today.
Yeah. Valentine is coming.
You look
like me as a hater. Like not a hater,
no,
but
an
appreciator.
Okay,
you understand?
Appreciator. Yeah.
Appreciator.
I don't understand Majita or celebrate Valentine's when you've been dating for more than 7 years.
What it's when how romantic?
Then you're not romantic.
Romantic. The same person.
Yes.
You woke up to juice every day for those 7 years.
No stress on Monday, Wednesday. Valentine's.
Indeed.
Yes. And the same way, like you love someone forever, we also shop at the same place at the same time every year.
Because quality time is always a good time.
And that's what makes the difference. You know that.
Yeah.
That's what makes the difference. Right? You see it, what I'm saying?
Yes.
But brother, are you in love?
Yes, I'm in love.
Why did you hesitate?
That
was a long pause.
No, in that, you know when you are PR trained, you never know when to say yes or no. So I'm thinking, is this the right answer?
All right.
You know, should I say yes or maybe? You know, celebrities like not maybe or maybe not. They always make it clear.
So you omit this person that you are presently with.
No,
sometimes.
She's there.
Okay,
she's there.
She's here.
Don't omit her. Don't omit her.
I'm not going to omit her.
But you're going to
omit her. What am I doing here? What am I
agreeing
to?
It sounds like a crime.
And I didn't
commit it. So, Ligan, if you what are you doing this year for your lovely person?
So,
No plans.
understanding household.
Zero. Ah, no, listen, my son, now you're born again. No.
It's an understanding household.
Big no, no. Last year was a really happy Valentine.
This year.
That's all you got.
No, it's our first one. Eh? But I'm gonna do it in the home, you know.
Yes.
Oh, my cup, punyana.
Oh, nice.
The teddy bear.
Teddy bear.
Yeah, one row.
Yeah, you can't go into deep, you know, while it's still the beginning.
Yeah.
Because now I can't top that one.
Yeah.
I can't
go
to Lagoon and then next year I have to go to Cape Town. No.
Yeah.
You gotta ease into
it. Let's keep it here. Let's keep it here.
Yeah. All right. All
right. No one provides a better service for Valentine's Day than Woolworths.
Yeah.
Get one of these. Get a Stanley Cup.
Umgomo. No, there's no way. There's no way.
I don't know what that like means, that. But that name made this thing sound cheap.
Yeah.
This thing, it made it sound Zulu.
Yeah.
Find out that Stanley's surname is Mkhize.
Stanley Mkhize.
And that's my father's name.
Oh, wow, Stanley.
Stanley.
He's in the room.
Oh, is he?
Timing
is present.
Yeah. I told
you. Yeah, timing is right. Yeah. So get
yourself a
Stanley Cup, courtesy of Woolworths. Because they sell it now in Woolworths. And also, oh, really? Like, if you're looking for anything, you know what I love about Woolworths is their Lover's Dozen flowers. Eh?
Mm.
Those flowers are amazing because it comes with that flower food that you just throw in, and then your flowers last longer so it can just stay there. Further than Valentine's Day.
So you love
Day.
Flowers?
Yeah, I love giving my person flowers.
Oh, sweet man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, me too. Almost called you Mr.
Is this every time you have to apologize or?
Every apologize Monday. For?
Every Monday.
Every Monday, he has to give flowers.
Yeah.
Why Monday?
Why? I do that. You give flowers on a Monday, you know?
When last did you give flowers? The day you've picked.
Just to say good.
When last did you give flowers?
On Monday, last week, my brother.
Oh, but
and it's always weird when you walk around with flowers in the mall as a guy.
Yeah.
Then other guys, it's like you betrayed them.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Like, oh, it's
because now I have to buy now.
Yeah, because their ladies are looking at me like, you know.
They cut the food. Yes.
As a representative of the female spaces.
Indeed.
I want to know, why do you guys act like you don't want anything for Valentine's Day, or you don't buy into it, you don't subscribe to it. But then when Valentine's Day rolls around, you look at us like...
Good question.
Hey, so Vela, we're not doing anything today.
I think it's a ploy, because you should know what to do, to be honest. You know Valentine's.
So la retesta.
Yes, it's everything you do in your relationship is a test. Always know that. That is a tidbit for the day.
Kind of wise test, almost.
No, because life is a test, and if you don't pass this one, you're gonna fail everywhere.
Wow, I'm not gonna lie. That makes so much sense.
But you see what you were saying, Titi, like with me, right? And again, you said someone who's been at this for longer than 7 years. For us, the long distance insurance runners. It's about keeping it fresh. Yeah.
I love Kenyans.
Yeah, I can love Kenya after some time. So it's only fit to bring back the love and the juices of love, you understand? So I'm all about rekindling around Valentine's, kindling. Right? So I think every year you outdo yourself. That's the problem, right? Mm. This year, got like a teddy bear. Next year, a blackberry. This was a long time ago. It was a long time ago.
Yo, that relationship it's made long. It through a
yo.
Blackberry.
Yo. It's outlasted.
Yeah. They've separated before, man.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, because it can't be that long. And there's no way. Jeez. With someone, you're like, I don't want to.
Say right. Say right.
You know what they say to drink? I need to go find myself.
You love someone so much, you lost
yourself. I lost
myself in loving you. No more confiding in you, Tizzy Chimeric to prepare.
No, but did you find yourself?
I found myself. I'm here, my brother, with us and you.
Yes.
So, in finding myself, I found her again.
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
And now I'm like, it's all about going back to basics, right? Rekindling the love. doing small things like having matching pajama sets, bro.
Okay, man.
Do you know what I mean? No, you must check. They have like, in Woolworths, they have like matching pajama sets that you can slot together.
Nice.
So that you know, it's sleepy, sleepy time.
Yeah.
Because when you are in a relationship for that long. Dates. Yes.
Yeah.
And also, there's an outfit
for everything.
There's an outfit for everything in when you get to a certain age in your relationship, right? That's why things like lingerie are important.
Mm.
Lingerie is a subtle way of saying, hey, vandaag.
No,
but Sashibiriga.
Wow.
He's saying pajamas.
Wow.
The Vasco da Gama is old. Do you know what the Vasco da Gama
is? Vasco da Gama is for during the week. When I see that, I know that the bank is closed.
What is the Vasco da Gama? Is those pajamas that have a flag here?
Yeah, they...
Oh, yeah. I know Vasco da Gama.
Yeah.
Fucking king has that. If someone had a problem
that one is a signal to say, hey.
After 7 days.
Not today, Papa. Sleep there, I sleep here, no? We'll reconvene next week Thursday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. So I think keeping it fresh, keeping it nice, and also just like adding small things, man. Like we think all these things are unnecessary, but it makes sense, guys. Get the little candles, get the little petals that lead from the bed.
Yeah.
Take the roses, sprinkle them on the duvet.
In the bath.
Leading up. In the bath, you know what I mean? Don't but it's also weird because sometimes she walks in the house and she's like, ah, not shedding. Like, no, man. Yeah. Romantic, yeah.
That means you don't do it often and that's wrong. That is wrong.
Yes.
Nah. But here's my thing. Why is it that we do all of this stuff, right, for the women's?
Yeah.
And then Rona, ish. What do we get for Valentine's?
Here we go. Please,
socks.
Yeah.
Like, Marina, what would you do if you got socks for Valentine's?
Well, yeah, like my feet are romantic.
My feet are not romantic.
No, I'm appreciative. Please don't take me as a group of girls. I am Farida. Give me socks. I'm going to wear them for you, my baby. Going to see me when you walk in. You put them on. You get, then you know what's on.
Yeah. Are you going to post them on social media?
But these are not socks.
The same way you would post a Prada bag.
Yes,
you post
I'll put them there and I'll put a rose and be like, happy volume.
Can I tell you a weird story? And I once they got me socks for Valentine's, and then I thought let me be romantic and wear them.
Oh, nice.
Alone.
Oh.
But so when she got home, she found me in the socks.
Just socks.
Alone.
Laga out.
I got the socks. Did like
no, I think the one mlaga laga. You had one of them laga laga, ne?
So they come in pairs of three pairs. So I put one in here, then the other one I covered the member. I went, and I was ready, like, because when she was coming in, I caught myself ready quickly. She argued with me.
But the thing is, while she's arguing, the mlaga laga goes unread.
The other sock was also
it
down.
Fell off. Yeah.
I don't know why I'm just picturing you sitting there eating chuckles.
Like
just waiting.
But it's supposed to be romance. Because here's the thing about romance. Romance is supposed to be, you know, like for me, it's intimate. Not like, like, you know, intimacy, but, you know, a side of you that I've never seen.
Vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Vulnerable. Yeah.
He's talking about.
Tabza. Is it? So, what did you do before? Or did you just naked socks? Because that's. I can imagine for your partner, it sounds like she just walked in on you. If there's not, there are no rose petals, nothing. It just looks like
it's
but I was like this.
Were you watching?
I'm the socks, bro.
No, man.
I'm thinking what Titi just said now, talking about love and all its just all its glory and facets. Everything. And I'm just thinking to myself, right now we actually have two people in our continent that don't like each other. Oh, Cyril and Kigama.
Hey.
Huh? There's a love loss between Rwanda and South Africa. I don't know what the hell. Because they're fighting. I mean, Kigama basically, like...
Oh, I thought you said Kigama.
No.
Hey, I was starting to imagine things.
And we're talking about socks just now.
Yeah.
Just like in the month, like we're heading into the month of love and two presidents in our lovely continent are fighting.
Why are they fighting each other?
So basically...
Also, is it like WhatsApp fights or...
Cyril is accusing the Rwandan government of supporting the M23 militia. And it's a kind of like
the
a,
ones that killed our guys in DRC.
Yes. Yes. So okay. It's kind of like a, it's a weird thing because the way Rwanda and the DRC are divided, like basically Rwanda has some people on that side, but it's not a part of their people. It's almost like a line dividing a Zulu nation and there's Zulus on both sides. But yes, they are Congolese, but you, and you don't know. So he also called Cyril and told Cyril, listen, yeah, we don't support these guys, but we feel for them. What you guys are doing is trying to be a peace force and you're not peaceful. You are literally fighting on the side of the Congo government. And trying to take these people's land. So like, why are you involving yourself? And he explained this whole thing to Cyril. And then Cyril, after getting off the phone call, went to the media and be like, yeah, no, Rwanda supports them. And that's when basically the fight ensued and started. So I was thinking to myself, yo, if South Africa goes to war with Rwanda, what are you doing? Are you fighting?
We're not ready. We're not ready.
I know, but what are you doing as Pops, as TTS, for Leader and Ligan? Are you fighting? Are you running away? Or Ligan? Are you going to jail?
No, I'm Zul. We fight.
The reason why we had apartheid, the Zulus.
Thank you.
No, man. Yes. Don't see it like that.
Yes, yes. Ligan, yes.
No, we fight. We have to fight. I don't know how to use a gun, but I'll have to try. We'll have to fight.
We can run.
We want to run.
Amen.
To lose,
we will.
Ligan, are you going to lead?
I can't lead. You know, I'll be fighting from the back.
Yo.
You need your strongest soldiers, you know.
In the
your
front.
People, you know. They are very strong.
We put the fenders in the front.
Fenders in the front. You know, stronger people, they can die. We need them as shield. But you know. Maybe it's a shot on a mechanic, but that's it. That's just it. We'll put them in front.
What are you doing? I want to hear this plan.
Who's the
Zulus at the back?
No, but I take it back. Not the Limpopo first. Like your Tswana guys are useless.
Why?
Oh, wow. It's funny.
Which Tswana guy is strong? We're not there to fight.
It's for the mind.
Yeah. We are the strategists. We need to fly the drones. We need to move people around. We need to do all of that stuff.
You see now,
Africanus.
Yeah.
You're right, actually.
Yes.
But they are cool with psychology.
You're right.
No, guys. Someone needs to show us how the equipment works.
So Afrikaners at the back.
No, they're showing I press this jab.
So they are commanding in the back.
Yo, that's worrying. We need to be shown what to do.
We need to be shown what to do because we bought all of these weapons, right?
Yeah.
During the arms deal. And no one trained no one on how to use them. Have you seen some of our trucks and stuff driving around? They're rusted. There's jets that have never flown. They're broken. They are ships that have never sailed. We're only using one or two of the ships that we bought during the arms deal for our Navy. We've got one ship that patrols from Cape Town to Durban, checking if Chinese people are stealing fish from the ocean. So when the ship is there, the Chinese come, they fish here. Then when the ship comes, the Chinese go that side. Then, bruh, we have the most, you, bro. Like, our army is not ready for war, yeah. Right? And part of the reason why what happened in the DRC, this is what I'm saying, allegedly, part of the reason why we lost some of our soldiers is because someone is chowing the tender for the funding for weapons there.
Oh my goodness.
They're also not getting the right weapons. So it's almost like they're dropping the platoon. There's like 60 of them. They're like, okay, guys, here's 4 AK-47s.
No, can't.
You need to share it. Since when I shot 5 bullets, you need to leave it. So these people are sent there. They're not well equipped because whoever has to give them the weapons, what is chowing it? Because they're like, Mara, it's peaceful there. We've got things under control. We don't need to send them everything, right? Ish. So it's also the thing of like, I do want to fight. Like, look, fighting for America, you know you're going to be fully equipped to go and fight.
Mm-hmm.
In South Africa, they're gonna be like, "Hey, Ntwana, now I'm a bullet at six.
You're a freelancer. So
shoot carefully." Yeah.
But wasn't like South Africa part of like the top countries about missionary? No, I didn't mean to say.
Wow.
That. I didn't mean to say.
Praise Jesus, my brother.
Missionary equipment.
No, I didn't mean it like missionary.
Yes, we were like the top guys.
Yeah.
In Zuma's time, though.
Yeah, but it was before then. So. Mm-hmm. We've always had great military, what, but it's just, it's dropped, man. And I don't know, that confidence, even in COVID, dog, they realized after a few days in Alexander Khor, no, man, this is the same patrol vehicle going up and down the streets. They made it seem like the army was deployed everywhere. Then we realized,
this is one car here.
Even the looting, they looted this country. We didn't have enough army to stop looting.
They were looting as well.
In other words, Cyril must shut up and relax.
Yeah, until we know that we can fight, we mustn't start with African. Yeah. The Africa people, they fight. They don't
Africa,
have
Africa. Africa.
Yeah, right. You know,
Africa, kaka. Like real Africa.
Yeah,
you know, Africa, kaka, kaka. Yeah. If they send 10,000 Congolese here tomorrow. Hi, Papa.
Hey, Papa, you know what? Because he made a statement that
look at
he
bro,
really funny. Eh? He made a statement was like, don't try to be peacekeepers here. Coming, pretend to be. We are just here for peace.
Wow.
But it's, also, like, it's almost like he's saying that like we're riding off of Mandela's legacy. Can't evolve.
Julius Malema actually raised a very interesting point about the South African army. First of all, being in Rwanda, because apparently we need armies. Three armies in Rwanda, in Congo right now to keep the peace. For some reason, we need three armies to be like, hey, peace is all right. And Julius Malema raised the fact that they attack them at the base, which means the base is a place where you're supposed to feel safe.
Because
mm-hmm. mm-hmm. you're praying, where you go to rest.
Colleagues.
Yeah, that's where the soldiers are bathing, basically. Mm-hmm. They're doing everything. They attack them at the base, meaning South African soldiers couldn't protect their base. Not too long ago, a South African army base burned down. Mm. Right? Not a fire from war. No, just a normal fire, just doing its thing.
Nature.
And then you realize our army does not have fire extinguishers.
No, man.
So
someone ate the contract.
Yeah, so like, we don't have basic things like a fire extinguisher that allows an enemy to attack you at your base. Mm. That's like another man entering your household, Valentine.
But it's Vagashi de la Paz, not our house.
You understand?
Yo.
Titi, would you give your life for Cyril?
I'll answer that.
Yeah,
I would.
Cyril.
For Cyril.
Cupcake.
Yeah. For this country, I would give my life.
For South Africa, I'd give my life. I think we might be useless in some areas, but it's things we can fix.
Mm.
It's not that we are useless. It's just we appoint useless people. We appoint people in positions where they don't know what to do. So yeah. I feel like if you go look at an army general in America and you look at the 30 people below him, all of those guys are war, veteran, soldier. They know what they're doing. You know what I mean?
Don't you think that's like something that's well presented? Because I think also remember how
it's well presented, but there's credentials. If you go to any of our cabinets, you'll find that there are people who are working there who have no idea about the thing that they are working in.
Here is Mom Angie.
They've just been placed there
indeed
because they were part of this company that won the contract to run the country. It's like us, if we got to run the country. Now we appoint Farida as Minister of Education, knowing very well that she failed maths twice. Then we put Sabi.
Why did you have to tell the truth?
Sorry.
Those are not even part of an example credential. That's my real life. And I don't feel okay.
But how can you fail maths twice at grade 4?
Wow. It was actually grade 8. Yeah.
She never glasses yet. She was at the back like this.
I'm so nervous for our...
She thought Bodmas was a real person.
I'm so nervous
for our people that fight wars in this country because I brought a video for you guys to check out about army. What army is this? From which country?
It's from Honduras.
Honduras. Just Honduras. Check them out. This is what we are facing, the challenges. You talk to...
Wow, boy.
Ha ha!
Look how big that field is, bro. Wow, boy. In the toilet. In the toilet. Like, how did the president was in there?
Oh, wow, guys.
Yeah.
This gives me comfort. You know, we are not the only ones.
Yeah. But Honduras, bruh. That's we can move Honduras.
Yeah. Our civil wars last so long. Like, they're just trying to find each other.
Special forces.
This
reminds me the one time I was with Lindy in Rwanda, right? Myself and Lindy went to Rwanda and we're staying at some house. And from that house, you could see a bunch of like security guards training like in the veranda. I promise you, if we ever had to go in a war with those guys, with the security guards, they were doing like military style training, no guns, just batons. And but like you could see these guys can beat up like whoever. But imagine if that's the level of training for security guards.
What about the police?
And remember, Rwanda has like very little crime. In terms of, that means that whatever force they're using to enforce the law in Rwanda is working. Here we have high crime. That means our policing, our arming, or whatever, our enforcement is not great.
No, but our security guards are tough.
Yes.
Dangerous. We can murder them.
Yes.
These guys. And have you ever tried to enter somewhere where you are not a visitor or no?
Yeah, you can't enter.
Exactly.
Yeah. Unless. You have the money.
Oh. Yes, have you noticed when you try and enter, you haven't greeted?
Yes.
That's the problem as greed. They'll let you in.
If our enemies greed, they'll let them in.
They must just be respectful.
They must know the language.
You know, in Rwanda, they check for bombs, bruh. When you drive into hotels, they check for bombs.
Because I feel like as the African continent, we always focus on the wrong things. Like this next video I'm going to show you guys now. Just look at this and tell me what are your thoughts on this.
Babies are 2007 babies are officially edible.
Ah.
Oh no no.
Oh, because they turned 18.
Why would you do this?
What about, is this us?
This is us.
I don't know who this is.
This is us. You can
write African.
It's Africans. It's not
I don't think we can write edible. No.
Yeah.
Because we're going to think it's weed.
Yeah.
This is Lama edible.
What about 2007?
Sounds of my heart. People who sell edibles are weird, bro. Because they're selling food and drugs at the same time.
And the comments in that thing, bro, the comments are, yo, bro, it's like just pedophilia comments.
Yeah, but after 12 is lunch.
Look, there's truth in that comment, but not for older people. So like, yes, 2007 babies are edible for each other. You know what I mean? At 18, you're an adult, bro. Yes, you can chow each other. But you shouldn't have 40-year-olds commenting saying, yeah, we are ready for them.
They're always ready.
That's why that setup makes it so wrong is because it's a lineup of club bottle girls with that message. Now, I can tell you that the people who should be eating the edibles, the age group, they don't afford that thing. They can't afford bottle service like that.
Yes.
So that announcement is not directed at fellow 18-year-olds. It's directed at the 43-year-olds.
Abu Tabis.
Yeah. So.
Give a we'll see. Give a we'll see.
Nabu Nico.
Wow.
Just to bring you guys back, ne? Because I saw Titi was very interested in this. That show, Paradise, is on Disney Plus. It's already got 3 episodes up.
Mm-hmm.
Next episode is coming on Tuesday.
Yes.
So new episodes are on Tuesday. Because I could see your spirit was there.
No, I'm going to check.
You know what's the craziest line from Paradise? Now that you mention it.
So this guy who's a multi-billionaire becomes the president. You know, when we see the backstories, he's a senator.
Yes.
So then he gets put in a position along with this other lady who's also like a powerful. She's like a female version of like Elon Musk or Bill Gates. He gets sworn into presidency. And when he tells his number one agent about basically where the world is headed, they have to swear him into secrecy, right?
Mm.
And one of the most powerful lines he says, he goes, all the things that you think are wrong in the world are 19 times worse than you could think. So, so the world as you know it is in a bad place, but it's 19 times more screwed than what people actually know it to be.
Is it as bad as the English in the Eastern Cape?
You know, Shem, Eastern Cape, it's not that the English is bad. It's just the Eastern Cape is very present in the Eastern Cape. You understand? So the English is there. It's just, it has to find itself because it has to fight through being Eastern Cape and a little bit Afrikaans because Eastern Cape has, you know, black people who are groot boom. You don't know how that happened. But then, by the time the English comes out, it's gone through four toll gates. What you understand?
Like the following video.
Yes.
I'm not a birthday boy. I'm a birthday boy. I'm a mother.
Ow, Ligan. Malome.
Do you think I'm a birthday boy? I'm not a birthday boy. But the birthday boy's uncle.
He killed it. Thank you, Ligan. Farida.
I'm not a birthday boy.
Yes, Farida.
I am an aunt birthday. I'm a birthday boy. I'm not a birthday boy. I'm a birthday boy's my cousin. Yeah! I'm not a birthday boy. I'm the birthday boy's brother. Brother, sister. Yeah!
I'm a birthday boy.
I'm a birthday boy.
Yeah! Yeah,
I love when the right people do challenges.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A challenge always starts somewhere and then everyone always does the cool what. Everyone always jumps on and there's like the cool. Then there's always like a family who will give us the wholesome version.
Oh my God. That's so cute. And Saral, if you're seeing this, my brother, please don't let us go to war. These people don't deserve.
No, Malume Saral, we are ready for war.
We're ready.
We will fight. We will fight.
You know what confuses me? They keep looking at each other for help.
And no one's helping no one.
Even the boy forgotten is like, you can see that English in that family is a generational problem.
Yeah.
You can see it starts with your ancestors. Your living ancestor is struggling there. Even when I saw the birthday boy with a gap, I was like,
The English is going.
With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, let's get it off our chest.
Get it off your chest. Lay it to rest. Get it off your chest. We can help you the best. Get it off your chest.
You don't have to guess. Here on PNC, we're on the quest to help you relieve that stress.
Get it off your chest.
Ligan, my brother, you familiar with Get It Off Your Chest?
No, but this question is too long. Farida, no. She needs to take it off her chest.
Wow.
Are you the one singing there? Yeah. No, get it off your chest.
In someone's house. It's like, babe. Yeah.
Sorry.
What happened when you guys came in here earlier? Anyway, Matthew, play the voice note.
Hey, what's up, PNC, the people in need of comedies. Guys, my name is Quentin. I don't want to say where I'm from, eh? What I want to get off my chest to go to. It's just been a while
since
I've been in a relationship. It's been like a year. That's the topic in my relationship. Now me and Kenya. But I just want to get this off my chest, right? I was dating this girl for like 2 years. I had a job in Witbank, for like a year, right? And after I lost my job, she cheated on me with another guy
with a job
from my hood. Hello. So what hurts the most ukuthi bethu lo muntu lo I see her every time manjalo mangiphume egateini, there she is with this guy, and every time bekaphika ukuthi no, this guy is just fixing my phone and whatnot.
My friend.
So that hurts kakhulu. So what I want to know from you guys ukuthi, how do I get over that? Just ngawanaki mfethu, like, as
yo.
Damn, every time he sees a crack screen, he's like, oh, yo, shit.
Dog, Ligan, what would you do in this situation, man?
I've been in a similar situation.
What happened? No, we are here. What happened?
No, some people of your gender, not monk, are very, very dangerous, yeah. You know. Just choose yourself, my brother. Just choose. Forget about the screens. Buy a new phone.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, don't ever use a phone. Use a BlackBerry. Will help.
Mm-hmm.
But
they don't have screen problems.
They don't have screen problems.
Yeah.
But he must choose himself, man. But a year is not a long time to be single, man.
Mm-mm.
He must heal this, man. I was single for 2 years before I found this lady.
Okay,
you know. So he has to be.
What happened to you? You said something similar happened to you. No, it's okay. You're amongst
friends. It's a safe space.
It's a safe space.
Yeah, but it's on air.
But hopefully, I'm going to airtime no more.
I know. Hey, she's part of the youth. She has blue on good. Okay, so talk I'm foot.
Why are you protecting someone who hurt you?
Yes.
Someone who wasn't loyal to you.
I spoke about this in another podcast. And then she DM'd me. She was like, you know, I'm a narcissist. They always act like... Yes. Whenever I'm a victim, but yes. I'm protecting
you.
She's
going to DM you now.
She's going to be like, that. Kalile food. You know, you're trying to blow up with me. I'm imagine, you know. But she did what she did and she hurt me. But you get over it. I think as a guy, we all get that one nyana.
That will teach you life.
Yeah, which has brother, you're not that good looking.
That's true. One that pushes our hairline.
Speaks for yourself.
That's us. People
no, let's not talk about headlines, guys, because I can't focus on porn.
Sorry. Kuluma ngaye trauma ya, come on.
Yeah, she cheated, man, and then I chose myself at the end of the day, and then
and that's the best choice you could have ever made, right? And I love what you said. It's a lesson, guys. No one is above a hiding.
Yes,
anyone can catch a hiding. Anytime you can get that hiding from your parents, your siblings, a stranger, and life will trap you, guys. Life is going to trap you. Yes, this chick gave you a hiding, but she taught you a lesson. Take the lesson, move on, my brother. If you want to fight back, kill them with success, bro. Yes, I understand you lost your job. What? This is a transitioning time in your life, brah. Work on yourself, get on your feet, work, do better, be better. The best way you can get any revenge.
Fix phones.
That's beautiful.
How not VIP?
Yeah.
Be better, bro.
Please play the next voice note.
Hey, what's up, PNC? No. People in need.
The same comedy.
The same guy.
That's the same guy.
Yeah, you're going to make him hurt again.
Can't even recognize.
Hi, everyone. I'd like to remain anonymous. First and foremost, let me send out my greetings to Impo Pops, Ms. Farida, Titi, Chandre, and Tabiso. You guys do not understand the impact your shows have or the role that it has played in my life or in this current phase that I'm facing. It has been very healing, very therapeutic. This is why I just feel like the people that are healing me, please assist me with this issue. So I come from a STEM background. science and technology and engineering. So I have this issue with a toxic work environment. And just, I would like you to help me or advise me how to manage your toxic manager or a toxic environment. And how do you go about it? Like, what are the coping mechanisms that you use or you've used in your prior work experiences that could assist me or enable me to handle this environment better? Because I've been affected immensely in such a way that it has affected my mental health. However, like I said, that you guys were part of the journey of my healing, because without fail, I watch PNC. I even tune in on Wednesday, take that risk at work, and just to start, because I'm like, I need this. I need that boost. So, basically, it has affected my mental health, and I just need you to insight, and maybe you've dealt with something similar, and please advise me. It would really, truly mean a lot, and I love your guys' show. I love you guys. You guys are amazing, and yeah, thank you so much.
Mwah. We love you, Anoni. We love you. Sorry that you are going through what you are going through. Fardar,
yes.
You've worked in toxic environments.
I have.
Worked with the likes of Dineo Ranaka. Tell us, how do you cope?
Sorry.
But you're
right. I'm a shy
manager.
Oh, my gosh. If you come with this band, you I'm a shy manager. No. I'm not going to try it again.
Pamamangas.
Tongche logo. Helancham.
Working in toxic environments is tough because you're scared you're going to step on toes. You're scared you're going to kind of create a already uncomfortable environment. I think the best thing you can do is take it up with management. The best thing you could do is build a case.
Mm-hmm.
Build a case with timelines so that when you present it to HR, you say, these are the problems I've experienced. This is what I've seen. Personally, I didn't have the wherewithal to have that process when I was in a toxic environment. All I did was put my middle finger up and I left.
Which finger? Which?
This one.
Oh, right.
When she was still full.
Oh.
So it meant a lot more. No, don't. Why would you want to zoom in? Why would you want to zoom in on my disability?
We've zoomed in a million times.
Yo, man. Sorry to dampen the mood, guys. Nah, but my advice is going to be a little bit different. I think take the necessary steps in trying to sort this out, like Farida has said. Have a timeline, have receipts, have things that you can present your case to. But the reason why I say my advice is going to be different is because I'm like, if a work environment is toxic and it's affecting you in other ways, I would say start making preparations to leave. Start going to find your next job. Start going to interviews. Start leveraging from the bottom sebitsi uthola ule komsebitsi. You find work while you are you're more attractive to the next employer when they see that you're already doing the thing that you're doing. So leverage what you're doing and move on to the next thing. Because there was an incident in KZN with a young lady who went missing, and then they found that she was buried in her former boss's backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, she had tried to take it up with HR that this man was treating her like this, he was doing this, he was doing, and they didn't do anything about it, right? No one did anything about it. He never got called into whatever about it. So she ended up leaving. But then how the story actually ends up is that they had a Christmas party and some of her old colleagues invited her back. And then at the end of the night, she ended up leaving with him. Mm. And then he said that when people ask with him, what ended up with her at the Christmas party, he's like, she left with some Nigerian. But he actually took her back to his house and he murdered her and buried her in the backyard. But what I'm basically trying to say is, and I said, sorry to dampen the mood, is that if an environment is causing you that much harm, where it's affecting your mental health and your well-being and you're stressed and you're just not happy, think about it. You're going to spend most of your time at work. Leave, my sister. You are qualified. Go find a job in another place. Use the time that you have at this job to find another job. Just leave. Cut your ties. leave, go. You'll find that there are so many other places there where you'll be actually happier.
Sure, that is so well done. Like, well said. Matthew, please. Sorry, I didn't mean to say well done. I meant to say that's so well said.
Thank you, Shanti.
Yes. Play the next voice note.
Hey, yes.
Hello, everyone. There's something I want to get off my chest.
Get it off, brother.
So I just came out of a 10-year relationship two years ago. And I was single for a year. So I've been seeing this lady for a while now. It's been on and off. But now she was in a relationship then. But now she broke up with the girlfriend, with the boyfriend.
Mm.
So now she wants to be in a relationship with me, but how do I get into a relationship with someone that was cheating on their boyfriend?
Oh, yeah.
And the guy would call sometimes while we are together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had to be silent in the background.
Oh, wow.
So, can you guys please assist me what to do? Because now the girl wants to be serious and she's tired of just a girl. She wants a title.
Mm.
Have you ever been a side nigga?
Not that I know of, but there were signs.
And you didn't hear the call.
I was invited only at certain times.
You're starting to be quiet in the background.
You've been a side.
I've been a proper.
He does look like a professional side.
Yeah, Sandra is giving you giving professional side.
Yeah, I was like, but it was cool at the time because I didn't have to deal with the relationship and all that thing. She would just fight to her bro. But then I would just like have it was like having the fun parts of a relationship without the work, which was a very nice thing.
Yeah. Would you have committed to that person that was your side?
No.
Why?
Because she's cheating.
That's what he's going through now.
She cheats, bro.
But she's cheating with you.
Yes, but I don't have to worry about her cheating. She cheats. I didn't put my heart there. I'm like, I'm not going to be it. No.
Damn.
Good for you. Good for you. Taps, you look like you're the toxic thing you're
looking for. How do I look? I didn't say anything.
You have toxic looks.
But I've never...
Yeah, you caught yourself lying. You stopped yourself.
No, I was going to say I've never been aside, but then Titi just raised the point. I wouldn't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying you'd never take someone, you'd never be with someone that you used to cheat with and now bring them as a...
Why not?
You know how you build a relationship is very important. The foundation. So if it starts with cheating, it's going to end with cheating.
Uh-huh.
Keep now. The way you enter is the way you're going to exit.
But at least you do your run, your innings, and you're out.
Yes. No, this person is very dangerous. She's very sneaky. Yes. If the boy didn't know that she existed.
But you remember the
But that's like saying that there's no honor amongst thieves.
Yes, there's no honor. There's no honor amongst thieves. Ever. Oh. She'll cheat. Who will fill that gap?
What if you? What if?
Who will fill it?
Who's gonna take your old position?
There's a portfolio. Yeah, that's
what
true.
What if
she
was cheating, and then she found you, and then she was like, "Yeah, actually, I'm done cheating. You're the person I want to be with.
Let me wait for you. Okay. Let it end there, and then I'll find you."
All right.
No.
Matthew, can we have the next voice note, please?
So wait, before we move on to the next note, wait, Matthew. So what we're saying to this guy, no.
No. But he said it in the beginning also, in the voice note, he says, she cheats.
Yeah.
The fact that he sent the voice note is a skeptical move.
Yes. Right. Also, he came out of a 10-year relationship and he was single for a year. And you just said, a year's not enough.
Ooh.
Heal, enjoy life. Go see other people because you want to lock yourself into another 10 years.
But they've done with everything with the 10 years guy. The girl, I mean, everything.
So my thing is now, like, he's in a perfect place. Be the side.
Yeah,
just,
okay.
Just be the side.
Play the role, my brother. But when it's time to leave, leave. Don't.
But the thing is, she's single.
Now.
No, she's cheating.
No, she's become single because it's over with the boyfriend.
His problem, because of him. His problem, he would have carried on the relationship if it was the same. If the guy that she had was still with her.
Oh.
So now she has left her guy.
To be serious with
him. So now she wants him now.
She's a relationship like person.
Bro, even bro, this guy at the lele, you know, for 10 years and a shot.
Yeah. So no, but also like you also her rebound. Yes, you've been cheating, but you're also her rebound because now she's using you to recover from the fact that she just ended her. So she didn't have time like you to heal and move on to the next thing.
It's doomed.
You are each other's rebound. No, my brother. Mm.
And being a rebound is not the one.
Yeah.
Next voice note.
Matthew, next note.
Like your platform to do a U-10.
Hi, PNC. Hey. I hope you guys are doing great. So I need help. I've had the pleasure of having friends that go for one guy with different face, different body, just one guy over and over again, just with different features. And I've seen that in high school, varsity, and now I'm out and about and I'm still seeing that. So I want to know, is that how to go about it? Because I've never been in a relationship. So I'm just observing, you know, the dating world. And I'm just wondering, is that how you do it? You just go from one relationship to the other until miraculously one day someone says, you know what? I'm just going to take you, you know, let's settle down. You know, I'm done playing. Let's just settle down and get married, have kids, after you've went like through 10, 15 guys. Like, because I don't like taking chances. If I'm venturing into something, even though I know I'm not going to predict the exact results, I want to have some sort of certainty that this is something that is going to work out for me. I don't like going into something and say, oh, you know what? Let me see what this is going to take me. I want to plan forward, like step-by-step planning. Or am I just being delusional? I have high standards, maybe. I'm just supposed to like just take whoever and see where something is going to take us. Like, I don't know. I need help. Because I think it's now too late for me. I'm old enough. I can't go through 10 relationships until I'm settled. I just can't do that. So please, advice.
Tabiso, honesty.
Honestly. Mm. It's a bunch of delusion, my sister. Also, free yourself. No one can control the future. Free yourself.
Yes.
It's unfair on yourself. It's unfair on the people you're going to date.
Yes.
Going there with expecting perfection and whatnot.
Yes.
If you want to live life like that, prepare yourself for disappointment.
Exactly.
After disappointment.
And this thing, it brings me back to what I said the last time about, she said, now you find out you've been with 15, what. Bruh, I saw a post the other day that had a list of the 15 guys Rihanna has been with. There's a list of 15 sort of like famous guys that she's had a relationship.
Dated.
Yeah. It was timestamped and dated. What's wrong with being with 15 different guys? You're and telling what? Me none of you want to be with Rihanna because she's been with 15 different guys?
Yeah.
Would you not? Would you not take Rihanna? Bruh, besides being a billionaire, she's Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
She's an incredible woman. Whether she has money or not, you would take her.
Yeah, and some of us like experience.
Girls
with a lot of experience.
Exactly.
We love that.
So you in your pursuit of perfection, you want a sure thing. There's no sure thing. You'll find your sure thing, you'll die in an accident, touch wood, God forbid. But he dies next week in an accident, then what? Mm. What do you do for the rest of your life? Mm-hmm. There's nothing is guaranteed in life, my sister. You're going to wait for this perfection, this sure thing. It's not going to come. Then what? Then you're one of those old people who now has to be the loudest person in the society because you don't have anything to preoccupy you. Now you must take out all your things on other people. And no, man. Love is a gamble. Love is a gamble. Go try. If it doesn't work here, go try here. If it doesn't work here, go try. Just keep trying until you find the thing you like. And that thing won't even last. There's nothing that's forever.
Mm.
One of you is going to die.
It's in the contract. Till death do us part.
I think that just, most of these, you know, most of these things where people are scared to fall in love, you're just scared of the hurt. That's what you are scared of.
Yeah, man.
And you know,
and it comes with it. No one's perfect. Yeah. The person you love is going to disappoint you.
And if you love someone halfly, like you don't put all your feelings on, it doesn't count as a person you've had a real relationship with because you weren't there fully. The only way it works is if you put everything in. Yes. And then when you get if you get hurt by that person, at least you can say, I put everything. I have no regrets. And then you move on and you find
in community of property.
In what? Joella property.
In community of property or nothing. If you're not married in community of property.
Of property.
If you're not married. Kitty chuckles. Demon, I didn't chuckle.
Here's a nice exercise. Here's a nice exercise for the lovely lady there. Write down all those things you think is what you want from a guy. Write them down. Put it on a piece of paper. Write it down. And then after, be honest with yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. Look at how you live your life. And answer if you think you are worth that person. The perfect picture you have, those qualities also come back and say, Mara, do I deserve this person?
I think she already does. That's why she's scared. She's like, I'm not trying to do that list. I know what I want. And what I want is not out there. Yeah. And because it's not out there, how do I go about it?
It's there.
Can I ask a real question? Any list anyone makes.
It's there.
It's there. You must just know that it's smaller and smaller and smaller.
Mm. It's there.
Yeah, it's there.
So in conclusion,
you had a question.
I'm even going to forget what I was trying to say. Is that I think we have the wrong idea of what toxic is. Right? We think that the way the world works, like the real way the world works, is toxic, which is not. Since the world is very unpredictable, it's very bad if you come in with positive, like if you just toxically positive, it will put you down. We have to start looking at the fact of thinking that everything is good as a toxic trait. Like, you know, the idea of like, I'm going to find the perfect man. He's going to be so perfect for me. Oh, I'm going to find the perfect lady. She's going to be the perfect lady for me. That is toxic.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that's not toxic is that you're going to get hurt.
Yes.
That's not toxic. You're going to get hurt and again and again and again and again. But that's the only way that you find something worthwhile. I don't know if that makes sense.
It makes absolute perfect sense. And I want you to look at your family as well. Who in your family is perfect?
Mm.
Who have you had a perfect relationship with your whole life? Brother, sister, mother, father, aunt, uncles, what? In your family, are you from a family of perfect people? Are your mom and dad married for 63 years and they love each other? They've never fought once. Your dad is a billionaire. He's got a six-pack. Like, be realistic. Be realistic. Find someone that you can build a life with. Be realistic. Don't structure your thing around this idea of finding the perfect and having a perfect life. There's no such thing. You can't be happy all the time. It's unsustainable. You can't be you can't have butterflies every day. It's unsustainable. You find someone you can have a real life experience with. Farda. Yes.
Yeah, I think you must just find someone you're happy to be with even when you don't like them.
Yes.
Yeah. Huh? And then can we...
Yes. That's true.
Can we let the be so close this section off for the...
And it's an addition on what you're saying. That's the only time when... I don't want to sound too deep, but that's the only time where true love really exists.
Mm.
And it even aligns with how the Bible explains love.
Yes.
God didn't send his son for the perfect people. He sent them for the sinners.
Yeah.
And that's the only time you can truly be in love and express true love is when you find a faulty person or when you see that people are not perfect. Because if they're perfect, everyone can love them. Mm. So you are not doing anything special.
Mm-hmm.
You are just falling in line. You are just part of flowing water.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you choose to love an imperfect or impure individual, if you choose to choose one person, is what makes love what it is. So don't run away from expressing your love, madam.
Yes. Yeah.
Go out there, get your heart broken.
Yes.
Oh, man. That was so beautiful, you, man. So for all the Cheese Gangs, thank you so much. That was Get It Off Your Chest. Please let us know in the comments, what do you think about all the voice notes we sent, and we can't wait to hear yours.
Oh, hey. Malume.
Yeah. What am I doing for my girl? Now the world is gonna know. It's my problem. Okay, I think we're going to Lagoon. Yeah, like a staycation, Yana. Nice. So I want to take it on a staycation. Hopefully the evidence of us going there is not going to come out
in December.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. November. Sorry, my meds is off.
Whenever. Back to
December.
Hopefully it's not going to come, because we are not looking forward to that as of yet.
Yet, yes.
You know, experience each other, you know, physically and emotionally. Mm. And yeah, we're just going to go there.
Each other, then.
Mm. Yes, we are. We are protecting each other. You know? I do.
And that's
I do.
What gives the love more addition. You know, it's lovers plus.
You don't want to just go into love rough, like a rough rider.
Like I don't have no choice.
You understand?
Love to the max.
Yes.
Get me.
That's what I'm saying.
Always have a doctor on call, Dr. Long.
Dr. Long.
Do you call him when you are under Durex?
Under Durex.
When you are...
You know, Dr. Long.
Yeah, you call him when you're under Tourette. When the blood has left your body and you are feeling light, feather light.
Feather light? Yeah. When you want to feel him. In the skin. That's a beautiful Valentine's Day.
Yeah. That's dope.
I hate going to the beach on Valentine's Day.
Why?
Don't call it that.
No, saying, like, I had a bad experience once.
Here we go. And yes, Chandre.
I was there with her, like, on the beach. It was under the moonlight.
Your current love of your life? No,
previous.
So first of all, you went to the beach at a wrong time when there's no lifeguards. So this wasn't illegal. Yes, carry on.
No, man, this was like...
There's no lifeguard.
It was under the stars. The moon was popping. It was beautiful, romantic. We had like a candle on the beach with a little blanket. One thing led to another.
Yo.
We were cuddling.
So on top of being there illegally,
you
engaged in public indecency.
Mm-hmm. You understand? We tried to, bro. And then, like, you know, at the moment where I was like... I was like, is it in? She was like, it's in the sand.
Yeah!
I had to go to the hospital.
I know you're in
you had to go to the hospital.
Yes, sand burns.
You're on a real beach.
Yeah. You guys have never done something like that?
I've never had sexual relations with the beach.
Yeah.
You slut the beach, what?
Raw.
I can say it's painful, bro.
Did you get crabs?
Come on, bro. Don't be salty.
But you were the one struggling to find Nemo.
You're making waves.
Cheese babies.
Hello,
on behalf of all of us, we want to thank you for tuning in to this very special episode of People in Need of Comedy. And of course, let's hit it up for our beautiful guest here, the man, the myth, the legend. Asim Shalini Zandle, Malume.
Thank you for having me.
It's just a Valentine's. Cheese babies, we are back online when it comes to comedy shows. please get your tickets online. Artistry Sundays is back up. Bioscope Comedy Sundays are back up. Yeah. Spiso Nene has his show on the 14th of February.
Sold out
at Gold Reef City. So what he's done is he's opened up another show on the Thursday, the 13th. So if you are planning on taking your missus on the 14th, you can take your other one to the one on the 13th. Mm-hmm. And then have Valentine's with her. Uh-huh. And then on the 14th, pretend to not know those jokes and laugh again. And then if you are not in Johannesburg, do not despair. Abuti Lolo has laughs for you waiting at Graceland. So make sure you catch him there. He'll be with the likes of Isaac Gambu and others, bringing you more Valentine's laughter. From us here at the PNC, we just want to say, happy!
Yo, that was quick.
Matthew.
Tabiso can take it in.
Messed on the floor.
Come on.
At least it wasn't on the beach.
Happy!
Happy!
Did not think we'll own a country club. They would never look at us now.
Hey, Julius.
All right, search him there. Make sure you are safe, my brother.
Yes.
All right, welcome to the party of freedom, economic freedom fighters.
Thank you.
Get it, then, Fidich.
Please.
Oh. You can see you are not dressed in the proper attire.
I just arrived.
Okay. Hola, comrade. You are welcome. Nice hat.
Welcome.
Yeah, when I you must just sing. How are you? The Big Floyd.
This
is the master. Eric, yeah, sing for him there. How are you, sir? Yeah, he's very good at singing. He's a doctor when he sings.
Are you now a bouncer?
Yeah.
But you know you can get people to do this thing for you.
But I'm protected.
No, you can't do everything.
Julius Malema,
you are the best bouncer.
Thank you. Shut up, when I... Make sure he's okay. Go get
Viva, CIC, Viva.
Viva, Viva. How are you, sir? Viva. Yeah. All right. Go back inside. Eh?
By the way,
I know that one's wife.
Yeah. And guess the wife knows you. Yes.
She and you. I won't see what come out, Lucini. But let me not say, just carry on seeing.
Viva. Move aside. Yeah. Julius Malema was coming. He's dancing.
Like they're having a good time. Yeah. Let me show you the moves from the Cardinal Pillars. Oh yes. Sing a move.
All this party is gonna be is just when you dance, all of us must now just scatter. The bathroom.
This is not strategic, man.
The club is for all of us.
But you can't just like that, man. I'm going to another party.
Commander in chief.
But you are busy acting like, hey, you know what? Let me go to the toilet.
If you want to go, you must fuck off. When I shut up, I will DJ, I will dance, I will do everything. Kili one. Hanamo.
Sparkle water.
Yeah. But one on one, because one who chaves will be one. Put ya. You have a fuller plate than me.
I will take that.
In my part.
I will slip that out. Yes.
The culinary matters of this party follow the CIC.
Liberation is going down
feed
the
me.
We can't even eat snacks now.
Shut up.
Everything is just about you. Yeah. I'm done, bro.
Yeah, no, you know,
I'm done.
Actually, I must receive.
There's your party.
You want to leave, you can leave.
Man, you know,
it is my country.
Yes, CIC.
It's his country.
If you can just listen to me once. But anyway, don't want to listen. Let me go.
Right,
I'm calling you.
Yeah.
Zuma. Baba.
Treated him like a brother.
I'm not a brother.
No, you are just like my, like Fluffy. You know Fluffy at home.
Okay, say.
You know my favorite. You are just like Barikimang, that doctor, Kumalo. You know, that doctorate of yours is just collecting dust in the front of your name, confusing us as we call your name.
I'm sorry, Mr. Malema. Did you just compare me to Kumalo?
All you are good for is singing. You just follow me, and I'm alone now, so I can focus really on your... on what you give me in life. And I keep on, man.
You know what?
You know, I've been doing everything. I'm carrying you.
No.
Salary.
I'm fool.
I even write the lyrics to the songs you sing.
My songs?
Yeah.
Not my songs. You know what? If you are this arrogant, you can take your cap, you can take your blazer. Mm. Yeah, I'm going to take my beautiful voice and my education. I'm a doctor.
I'll take it somewhere
else.
You remember I paid for your doctorate car at Brown Envelope. Are you? Sama. Hux.
Zam. Zack.
Hey, go back quiet. Come on, come here.